Thin Lizzy and Whiskey in the Jar on Planet Rock. This is just amazing. It doesn't happen very often, but I'm joined on the air now by Alex Lifeson from Rush. Welcome, Alex.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I wasn't expecting you here, so I haven't prepared coffee, biscuits, nothing.
It's okay. I had enough today.
Okay. Well, so let's get straight to business. I know you have a new DVD and CD on the way out. And I'm excited about it because I saw the concert last time, and the concert was really something else.
Yeah.
Tell me about the making of this, and obviously you're it's part of the business of being a rock star, of doing the thing, but you've had a series of DVDs and CDs come out off the backs of tours. What's particularly special about this one?
Well, in the past, we used to do an album, a live album that would sort of close a chapter, usually around four albums. And then we would do a live chapter and then move on to the next phase of whatever we were writing and where we were going. Over the years, we've increasingly done more of these at the end of a tour to have a chronicle, really, of where we were at that point of time. With Clockwork Angels, we were very excited about it because it's a concept record. We brought strings out for the first time, so we had other musicians that we played with. There was a whole new approach to the visual presentation, and it was really an exciting thing for us to record and have for posterity. So we recorded it in America on the last tour, towards the end of the first half of the tour, and we spent, I guess, 3 days recording it in three different markets. Phoenix, Dallas, and San Antonio, so that we had lots of things to work from. You know, we did alternate songs on different nights, so we wanted to be able to have those included. There's some great outtakes from the stupid little films that we have so much fun creating for the tours.
The films have been, I mean, you've been doing them for a while now, but they've sort of over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years become funnier.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I think for a long time you guys were considered quite serious.
Sure.
But I presume that among the three of you, you guys, you know, you're obviously larking about and you felt it comfortable enough to let that humor out?
Well, I guess that's part of it. You know, we're at heart, we're just a bunch of goofs. And we do take our music seriously. We set a high standard for ourselves. But everything else we handle with, a smirk and a smile. So doing these little video vignettes, I don't know if people get them. I don't really know what there is to get, but we sure have a lot of fun doing them.
Well, you did a great turn in that fat suit on the last on the last tour. It's all good. I mean, do you come up with the ideas, or have you got a creative team behind there?
Well, we have people that we work with. Dale Heslip is a director, and he will do an outline of what we could do, but there's no script really, and we just kind of wing it. And the more we do it, the sillier it gets, or the more comfortable we become with those characters that we're trying to portray. So it's just a real fun couple of days of shooting a bunch of, you know, goofy stuff.
How do you decide where to film your videos and record your CDs? Because of course you've got a long history of doing these with the UK, doing I guess it was Exit Stage Left in Glasgow and A Show of Hands in Birmingham.
Correct.
Among others. But what determines that?
Well, you know, we're kind of stupid in a way when we think about these things, because every tour we end up doing these, and we should be thinking about it in rehearsals and making plans. But it's not until the tour starts that I don't know whether it's a question of just finding the time to think about it, but it seems like we wait till the tour starts before we start making plans, and it takes months to put these things together and find a location and the crews and all of the stuff that goes with it. In the case of this, and most of them, we need a window of a few dates so that we can, get those songs that we play on a different night, for example, in the show. So it works out. I mean, I think in some ways, if it's done early in the tour, we're fresher and maybe a little more energized. But it seems that later in the tour, we're playing at our peak. So it's a bit of a trade-off there. I think I would probably prefer to take the slightly later approach.
I was kind of hoping you'd say, oh, food's good in Dallas, or, you know, the crowd is attractive or something. But that would be silly. So what have you been up to since the tour ended, which was only about, God, what, 6 weeks ago? 2 months ago?
We finished beginning of August. So since then, I've just been hanging around with my family. I have two grandkids, and I spent the rest of their summer holiday together. And I did a little bit of traveling in September. My wife and I went to Italy for 10 days last month, and going away next for a couple of trips, and we're playing some things in the spring. You know, we don't travel that much for fun, so we're trying to catch up on
who
it
does?
Over the next year. Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
No, I can
take
I
your shoes so. Off, take your belt off, take, you know, going through an airport's an awful thing.
No, that's true. And finally, I guess, is the question, which is what's in the future for Rush? New album, another tour cycle, that whole thing?
You know, we promised each other that we wouldn't talk about work when we finished. That's sort of an agreement the three of us had. Our manager, Ray, was not in on that conversation, so he's making plans for us or throwing some ideas around. But we really need a break. We've been working very, very hard for the last, particularly for the last dozen years. And we just like to kind of divorce ourselves from it, or not divorce, but maybe separate ourselves from what Rush is for a little while and get into our families and, like I said, travel and just pursue other things. And all three of us are having a great time not thinking about the band and work. Now, here I am here talking to you, so it doesn't really ever end. But I would guess that we would start to look at something in early 2015.
Okay.
But I didn't say that, okay?
No, I know, and I'm not going to hold you to it. The funny thing is that Neil Peart, who, of course, keeps his blog very much up to date, just posted a new one today, and he's off in some exotic park climbing mountains and stuff, not talking about work,
exactly.
And yet, .. But,
right, exactly.
Alex, would you hang out and record another show with me for later on?
I would love to.
That would be brilliant. Alex, thanks very much. The new DVD is out in, I think it's next week. I think it's on the 18th. It's Clockwork Angels Tour. And, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm in your trailer. Did
awesome.
You know that?
Oh,
I'm air drumming in slow motion. It's brilliant. I wasn't even in Dallas. All right, Alex, thanks very much.
My pleasure.